Rex Latchford in Los Angeles with another Day Page. Vindication for Edward Snowden. A White House-appointed task force has proposed a series of curbs on key National Security Agency surveillance operations that were exposed by Edward Snowden. On Thursday, the panel recommended the NSA halt its bulk collection of billions of U.S. phone call records, citing potential risks to public trust, personal privacy, and civil liberty. The panel says telecommunications providers or private third parties should store the records instead. The panel also calls for banning the NSA from undermining encryption and criticizes its use of computer programming flaws to mount cyber attacks. The panel backs the creation of an independent review board to monitor government programs for potential violations of civil liberties. At the White House, Press Secretary Jay Carney said the panel's findings will be reviewed.
Over the next several weeks, we will be reviewing the review group's report and its 46 recommendations as we consider the path forward, including sorting through which recommendations we will implement, which might require further study, and which we will choose not to pursue.
The White House-appointed panel's report on National Security Agency reforms was released just 2 days after a federal judge ruled that the bulk collection of telephone data by the government is, quote, almost Orwellian, unquote. Speaking before a European Union hearing on mass surveillance, journalist Glenn Greenwald said the NSA's goal is the elimination of individual privacy.
The ultimate goal of the NSA is, along with its most loyal, one might say subservient junior partner, the British agency GCHQ, when it comes to the reason why the system of suspicionless surveillance is being built. And the objective of this system is nothing less than the elimination of individual privacy worldwide.
The UN General Assembly approved a landmark measure on Wednesday, affirming privacy rights against unwarranted government surveillance. Germany and Brazil drafted the resolution after the leaks of Edward Snowden showed widespread U.S. spying abroad. The measure was weakened at the request of the United States and Britain to omit a declaration that foreign surveillance could amount to, quote, human rights violations and abuses, unquote. The old strong arm. In other news, the United States has released 2 Guantanamo Bay prisoners back to their native Sudan. Both were imprisoned at Guantanamo Bay since 2002. Their repatriation comes days after 2 Saudi Arabian prisoners were sent home. The Guantanamo prison population now stands at 158. Up to half of the prisoners could be cleared for transfer to their home countries under bipartisan deals set for passage in the Senate this week. It's the first time since President Obama came to office that Congress has moved to ease restrictions on Guantanamo instead of strengthening them. But the measure would maintain the congressional ban on transfer of prisoners to the United States. The Senate has approved a 2-year budget deal following passage by the House last week. The deal eases across-the-board spending cuts but does not extend unemployment benefits for some 1.3 million people, which are set to expire next week. The bill's passage reduces the chances of another government shutdown at the beginning of the year. Congress will have until January 15th to approve a series of spending measures under the new 2014 limit of more than $1 trillion. And that's it for this Day Page. You can find them all at daypage.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb Mornings and heard on the Liberty Radio Network. Join me again next time for another Day Page.